I will share some of the results that have direct implications for the objectives of this conference. In May this year, some of you will be invited to consume the entire results of my study. I worked in the family court in St. Lucia for several years, doing custody evaluations, parental capacity assessments, in cases of domestic violence, divorce, foster care, and adoption. And I could share a few stories from that experience. However, I want to share a story from my experience when I was a resident assistant at Howard University for second year students, where I studied clinical social work. As an RA, meaning resident assistant, as we were called, I have the schedule of all the students of the date and the time they're going to arrive on my floor. I went to welcome one student. I knocked on the door. RA, RA. The student looked distraught. She disclosed to me, my mom dropped me off, and she told me that my dad and herself are going to divorce, and the house will be sold. Thanksgiving this year will be at grandma. Knowing Clementia, she put on her social work hat and said, so your parents are going through a divorce. And how does that make you feel? You know that question we like to ask. Her response, I'm going to lose my childhood. And so it is excellent to know that Aruba is going to invest in keys to ensure that divorce is planned with children in mind. Let me turn to the topic of my presentation, child maltreatment and children's human capabilities. Child maltreatment is any form of abuse to a child under the age of 18 and causes harm. Child maltreatment includes emotional, physical, sexual abuse, neglect,